Park City Budget Operations Manager Jed Briggs says they're still trying to sort out how to capture the sales tax revenues now that Vail Resorts, a Colorado company, has purchased Park City Mountain Resort. The hope is that the revenues that the city collected last year will match the coming season as well.
With a lot of organizations that have online sales, those do go back into their cities, but every state is a little bit different. And since the headquarters for Vail is in Colorado, we'll just have to work with Vail in order to make sure that, you know, some of the sales taxes are coming back into Park City.
City officials met with members of the Utah Sales Tax Commission back in June to discuss how to manage the tax collection and redistribution of those taxes. City Manager Diane Foster says Vail Resorts has also sent in an accountant to help figure out how it's done from here on out.
There is a complicating factor in that Utah is part of what's called a streamlined sales tax use agreement. It's basically a compact between 23 states that says how sales taxes are distributed. So, for example, this law says that if a pass is sold at Costco and used at Canyons, then Canyons gets the revenue. And that's great because you'd think, oh, well, Costco is going to get the revenue in Salt Lake. However, the other piece of this streamlined sales tax use state is this item called first use. So let's say, for example, someone bought a pass at Canyons. They used it the first day at Canyons, and then they skied 100 days at Park City. Canyons is going to get that revenue because it's where it's first used.
As a result, the city, she says, is trying to come up with ways in which they can get skiers to show up at Park City for the first day to use their Epic Passes.
We've considered everything like opening a Krispy Kreme and giving out free donuts on the first day in Park City. Because counties in Utah don't have access to the resort communities tax, and even if Summit County did, they wouldn't qualify for it. They don't have enough second homes. It's a significant effect to the whole county because the resort communities tax is used for things like the bus system, which benefits the whole county. So we'll be spending a lot of time on this.
How much Park City is at risk of losing remains to be seen. The numbers can't be figured until the city knows where skiers start their ski year or, if the resorts are combined, where skiers start their day.
If the resorts were to combine, then we're looking at, you know, you'd have one resort and two different, you know, the county and the city. And so, but you'd have two different points of sale, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different places that you could purchase the tickets, but for all intents and purposes, if you have two points of sale in two different jurisdictions, then you'd have to, you know, just be really diligent on working with Vail and with the tax commission, and making sure that those are distributed correctly between the county and the city.
The city's management teams will be meeting and coming with questions, which Foster says will help distill some of the future issues that still need to be managed.
They're all coming to the meeting with their lists of things that they work with the resort on, because one of the things that, both Jed and Nate headed up the internal city's resiliency plan. And as part of that, every department head completed an expected impact sheet that identified what relationships, what agreements do we have with the resort, and what kind of impacts could be expected if it were to close. And, you know, it's an impressive, the relationship with the city and the resorts, all of the resorts, is quite good, and it's also quite expensive.
That's Park City Manager Diane Foster and Budget Operations Manager Jed Briggs. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.